Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joining us now is Dominique Johnson. Dominique, do you know a little bit about this because you're still in your freshman term as legislator? Hello and welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Hello. Hi, Dominique. You there?
A little bit about, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Yep.
Oh, good, good. Yes, I know a little bit about that. You were right. it being with family is the thing that sustains us, and we get a little bit less of that, a lot less of that sometimes when we're in session. So it's true.
And are you loving it?
I'm glad you had. I am. I'm glad you had a great time with family. I am loving this opportunity to do this work for my neighbors. It's an education every day, but it's also exhilarating to be able to be a part of teams to make some changes to help make life a little bit better for people, and also to ask very important pointed questions when the moment arrives. So, yes.
So, and Dominique, what is the name of your district? I know it's Norwalk and also a little bit of Westport. What's the number? What district is it?
Yes, the number is 143. So
okay,
it's 143. A new redistricted that's just, you know, in the 2020 census, no longer having a little bit of Wilton in it. It's all Norwalk and a little bit of Westport. So I have the northeast corner generally of Norwalk. So my neighborhood in Cranberry and Wolf Pit, some other parts of the city.
Oh, so are you Newtown Turnpike through, in other words, are you where Westport goes into Norwalk on Newtown Turnpike through to East Avenue, like where Stu Leonard's is, all the way down there?
That's it. Yes, Stu Leonard's is the biggest, I imagine it's the biggest business in my district. So yes, I am lucky to be the representative where we have Stu Leonard's. That's right. So
okay. Very good. I didn't realize that. All right. So Dominique, you might have heard already, because it was a blockbuster story that Dan Haar scooped, that the Public Safety Commission passed in committee a bill without a public hearing on the matter that would legalize sports betting in colleges in Connecticut. In other words, you could bet on our kids. And when we passed sports gambling in 2020-2021 session, it was the people from UConn who testified that there is no way they wanted kids to be able to bet on other kids. They just thought it was bad. Now it looks like, if you read Dan Haar's Between the Lines, he says UConn didn't come out on this because maybe they're making a deal. What do you think about this as a legislator? Is this something, if you have to vote on it, that you're for or against?
Well, I, like you, found out from the paper about it. I'm not on public safety. Last year on higher education, which I do sit on that committee, we did bring, there was a bill I'd rather brought forward, but it did not make it through the processes, you know. So I would have to do my due diligence. As I read in the article, it suggests that they're trying to find creative solutions to fund repairs at Gamble Pavilion up in Storrs, the home of obviously the UConn Huskies basketball team and teams, I should say, given that they're both champions now in the Big East. But I do not know how I will vote on something should it come our way, because it's the first time hearing of it. I need to do my due diligence, like with everything else. I know we had a lot of concerns, you know, during higher education last year when perhaps a similar bill came up. So,
Well, I'll just give you my two cents. My two cents is this. I think it will provide a very significant temptation for kids to bet on other kids. I think it has the potential to truly corrupt the playing of sports itself in our state. But I believe that, to be fair, about sports gambling altogether. But particularly to allow it, I guess now they can bet on the outcome of March Madness. I guess we've already allowed people to just say the Huskies are going to win it all. This would be much more significant and intrusive about betting on game for game, and not just for UConn. It would be for Yale and all the other teams. I'm very skeptical that this is in the public good. That's my opinion. Very skeptical.
I would have to have a lot of information to make a good decision because of the concerns that we raised. Similarly, you know, we tried to put, as the bill went through the committee, tried to put some, be responsive and put some, I don't want to call them kind of guardrails, but, you know, respond to those concerns. So I don't, again, know if this is even anything like the one we saw in higher ed. So I'll have to do my due diligence, but I really appreciate what you said about it, because I think there are real potential red flags here because of the fact we're talking about students who are some of them 18 years old. So,
yeah. Okay. Now, Dominique, I do know that one of the bills you're very enthusiastic about, or a particular provision, is in this big omnibus 5001 bill. And I confess, I think I saw it was about 43 pages of pretty densely worded type that could only have been written by lawyers. So that means I needed a lot more time, you know, than regular show prep to get into it. But tell me what specific provisions of this you're so enthusiastic about. What's going on?
That is understandable, and it's great to be with you today to especially speak about House Bill 5001. I'm really proud to be on the team as a Deputy Majority Caucus Chair working with our amazing aging committee. There's no one I've met in the legislature more than Rep. Jane Garibay, who feels so passionately about protecting and prioritizing our seniors. And through the aging committee, they have moved this bill. It moved out of committee already. The wonderful work of bipartisan aging committee members, especially Rep. Mitch Belinsky, who's the ranking member from he's from Newtown on this bill. You know, we have already not only unanimous support out of committee, but clearly bipartisan, and both people in both houses, the Senate and the House, are really excited about this, as you said, 43-page bill. But some of the things I'm really, really looking forward to talking about with people as we move through this process, as it gets to the House floor, are things that are in direct response to issues that have been happening in home care for our seniors and our elders. The challenges that they have been facing about either being in nursing homes or being in assisted living or managed residential care facilities, and also the fact that we have a long-term care ombudsman that is their advocate every day in and out. And so some of the things, again, I'm really excited about are we're going to expand that office so that they can have more capacity to help our seniors create. And this is a provision I'm very, very excited about because I think it especially affects my generation. But when we're looking to care for our elders, getting them a more efficient process for accessing Medicaid, that's going to be huge for them so that if they need to get some care at home, they do not have to go to a nursing home if that's not where they need to be. So we're trying to help families.
So we already have money follows the person for people on Medicaid. Are we talking about expanding that?
We're talking about presumptive eligibility. So the fact that you can, through a very detailed process, as you noted, because the bill is 46 pages long, I believe, with some redlining. Right now I'm on a draft that I'm looking at. But it fundamentally means that you do not have to wait those 90 days if you can satisfy all these thorough requirements and you have presumptive eligibility, which is going to be a game changer because you don't need to take up a hospital bed if you don't need it. You can also be at home with your loved ones or a caregiver.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you don't need to be in a nursing home, and most people, luckily, thank goodness, don't have to be. And so it means that we can keep people from just being put into nursing homes because that's the only place that will take them before they're eligible. Their eligibility, rather, is established. Sometimes, you know, that can take up to 90 days. So we also know that we had a horrible incident with a home health visiting nurse last year. Mm, so a lot of us in the legislature are trying to address that. I know.
Well, that was very specific. So let's talk about that, Dominique Johnson.
Right.
We're chatting with Representative Dominique Johnson. We're talking about pending legislation specifically to aim at helping our healthcare workers and seniors. That was a situation where there was a man who should never have been allowed to be free and to be unsupervised. He had a violent history and schizophrenia. And that combination is very often extremely dangerous. And this home health care worker, this beloved woman in her community, she can't fight him off. She can't fend him off. And he kills her.
It was horrible.
But you have to unravel a lot of bad decisions that happened to allow her to have been in that vulnerable situation. He never should have been allowed to be there. And wherever it was that he was, this so-called supervised halfway house clearly was not supervising him and was not, in my opinion, capable of supervising him.
And to your point, we need to protect those workers more. So there's a few bills going through our process. The provision in 5001 seeks to give them better training, how to protect themselves. And I know that that it's really a serious concern that we're trying to follow up on so that our home health care workers don't feel afraid to be at work. Some other provisions that are coming through some other bills, this isn't the only bill on seniors and our elders. It is a large omnibus bill coming out of the House. It's literally the speaker. We call it the caucus priority bill. It's the number one bill given the designation 5001. So that just shows how important we think this is. So we are absolutely trying to protect our home health care workers in multiple ways and also make, their work life not just safer, but also give them more opportunities should they want them. There will be a registry for them as well. I know that the governor has a bill on our elders as well. So really there's a moment right now in Hartford for our seniors, and I'm here for it. And I think it is a continuation of all the hard work that the Aging Committee did last year. They had a very epic year of passing bipartisan, amazing legislation. And this is, I think, just because of that momentum, we're able to put the spotlight this session on this important, most vulnerable population, frankly, in our state. So,
okay. Listen, I tell you the truth. There's a lot that needs to be done, Dominique Johnson, Representative.
There's
a lot
always,
that needs to be done.
There is, always. And this isn't by any means going to solve all problems. We're just trying to, in 40 or so pages, really respond to some things that we've been hearing from everybody, you know, families, caregivers, seniors, folks like from, you know, who represent home health care workers, anybody and everybody, the AARP, the Alzheimer's Association, all the advocates have been integral to this process.
If you want to do something else that can really help people, you should call up the governor's office and you should say, enough with the having to call 211. Do you know that right now when people are in psychiatric facilities, in order to get a bed, the psychiatric facility has to call 211 and wait like with everybody else in order to find somebody a bed when they're discharged from a psychiatric hospital?
Yes, you know? I have heard that. Yes, and even some constituents I've talked with have needed some, you know, help with their children. Thank goodness we're trying to do some more work for these mental health crisis centers for young people, but I have heard those stories as well. Absolutely.
There is so much that needs to be done in this realm because the people that suffer from schizophrenia are the most misunderstood and abandoned community of people with disease. They just are. They are. They're misunderstood. There is a subset of them that are violent because of their psychosis and they're untreated. And so that's true. But also, we don't have nearly enough of the kind of truly supervised housing that we need for this subset of the population to keep them safe and keep us safe. And I feel like this is the one of the underlying issues behind some rising crime that we see, some rising violent crime that we see, because we have people that are not in their right minds, that refuse to take medication, that we don't adequately compel to take medication, and if they refuse to take medication, keep them safe from themselves and from us. And it's just a community of people, Representative Johnson, that we consistently ignore, and we ignore them to our peril. It's wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah, and I think what you're talking about are folks with more severe mental health challenges and diagnoses as opposed to our intellectual and developmentally disabled community.
Oh, totally. I'm talking about a different community. Yes.
Right. And I can speak to that latter community. We have a pilot that we've been talking about trying to help them with some presumptive eligibility provisions as well.
I think
that would be. So we'll have to kind of, as things move through the process, we'll see what we can do. But I think that there's a lot always. And that's, I think, part of the challenge. And the good days are good, but they're also filled with this idea that we do need more work on these important issues always. And sometimes the incrementalism piece is a function of how government works. So it can be frustrating in many ways, but in other ways, knowing we're getting the work done and sometimes doing some big things can happen when we do it together like this, like real lasting change. I think, and the speaker said this at our rollout at the press conference, happens when we do it across party lines. And so that's why I'm really happy to be working on this bill this session, because that's exactly what it is. One thing I wanted to mention, too, there's other provisions, because, of course, it's long, but I really am happy that we're looking at trying to support grandparents as family caregivers of their grandchildren and giving them more supports, because I know that's an emerging, as our population ages, that's an emerging group of caretakers of our most little residents are their grandparents. So I think that helping them out. So it's really a way of how do we protect and prioritize our seniors, and the fact that this is a really intergenerational bill here. We're trying to look at how, you know, children can take care of their elders, how elders are taking care of their grandchildren. And I think that that's, like, to your point, we have to be holistic and we have to think about who more can we involve in this work moving forward, because there's so much work to do.
Dominique Johnson, thank you so much for coming on, for giving us a status report and update. The bill, and you can find it, just put in your Google search HB5001, but make sure you put 2024 CT, because there's the same bill with that number of the last legislative session, and you'll find something completely different. But you can easily access it. You can look through it yourself. Thank you so much, Dominique Johnson, for coming on the show from the 143rd. We'll be happy to have you back on again.
Of course. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day. And thanks to everyone listening. I hope everyone has a good day and looking forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
You bet. We're going to be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show at 203-333-9422. If you're online, stay on hold and we'll be happy to take your calls. We'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@lisawexler.com.